Go through some of the halachas of Erev Shabbos and Matzoy Shabbos, halachas Neiris. The order is to the person lights Ner Chanukah and Erev Shabbos. He lights Ner Chanukah before he lights Shabbos Neiris. Ner Chanukah and then Shabbos Neiris. If you have a situation where, obviously, that they're getting late, so if you need to, you can have one person doing the other, but the minute gets do it this order. Mr. Burr said it's preferred that a person should daven mincha prior to the halachas neiris. If a person can daven mincha earlier in Erev Shabbos, he has a minyan available, so a person would daven mincha earlier and then they could be home on time to daven halachas neiris, if possible. A person should not light halachas neiris chanukah before plaga mincha. Plaga mincha is approximately, and at this time of year, it's about an hour before sunset. So sunset is 4:50. So after 3:50, a person cannot light before that time. So he's traveling somewhere for the suda. So he wants to light in his house, and he wants to go away. He would have to wait till after plaga mincha, or before he lights. And that's true in regards to Ner Shabbos also. A person cannot light Ner Shabbos before plaga mincha. A person lights Ner Shabbos before plaga mincha, he puts the neiris out, and when there's tonic, he puts them out, and he lights them again with a bracha after plaga mincha. The person should be careful, obviously, when it comes to Shabbos. The person does not want to put the neiris in such a place that when he opens his door, there's going to be a direct breeze coming from his door. So the person lighting by a doorway has to be careful about that. They shouldn't have a situation where he can't open his door on Shabbos because of the wind going directly to that. A Motzi Shabbos, when it comes to the order of what comes first, Havdalah or Ner Chanukah, so the minig is in the shul, it's Ner Chanukah and then Havdalah. In the shul, the minig is established minig, the Shabbos says, is Ner Chanukah and then Havdalah. At home, there's Mechoikas what to do, and then the Shabbos says, Ovid, Kamar Ovid, whatever you do, you have what to rely on, either way is correct. The Rosh Hashulchan says, the minig, however, was to do Havdalah and then Ner Chanukah. The minig in the house, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, says the minig Yisrael is to do Havdalah and Ner Chanukah, which is the opposite of the minig in Shul. The minig in Shul is Ner Chanukah and then Havdalah. The minig at home is Havdalah and then Ner Chanukah. Just one more quick question. Person, we're talking about Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. What about electric lights? So there are many places who would say that for Ner Shabbos you can be used with electric light at least, which has a filament in it, not a fluorescent, but an incandescent light, you can be used to Ner Shabbos with. Most places can say, however, when it comes to Ner Chanukah, you cannot be used with a person have no other option, and all he has is a electric menorah, that he would not be used to the mitzvah with that. There is a halacha of over here of something fuel burning, and there's nothing burning over here. And they say, even if you would want to be, I'd say, there's a lot over here of a shear of a zman that has the light, and you have to have the fuel there. So if you want to do that, you would have to do it with a flashlight, with a battery-powered electric light, as opposed to the light which you plug into the wall, because that's just energy coming from the generating station, which is constantly being made, as opposed to where the battery, you have the fuel there, at least the potential for the fuel there. So Shlomo Zalman has an interesting situation. The person can say that you do not make a bracha on that. Like it tells us the truth about it. He says, you're not yotze, you don't make a bracha on it. Shlomo Zalman has a situation. He was asked by the Chayalim that they were out. The Shiloh is interesting because they were in a tank. And one of those was the light in the tank. That was the first half of the Shiloh. He's Makadosh, maybe he should have a key to light in the tank. But after the second half of the Shubis, he says, what are you going to light over there? Apparently it wasn't great to just light open flames inside, I guess, over there. So the question was, can you use electric light? He was mashed with a case of a b'di'evet or b'di'evet. There's other eights, and maybe you could light and maybe make a bracha on it. But the most of most questions say that you would not make a bracha on that situation. That's not the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. So in case you have these public gatherings, they want to light an electric menorah, public gatherings have their own shiloh, but you would not definitely would not make, be making a bracha on an electric menorah. You would not be making a bracha on that situation. Okay, Sheila's at 10 after. Have a good morning.